Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Tom and I have a great show for you today. In the wintertime, do you enjoy seeing flocks of birds like cardinals, robins, and painted buntings in your yard or on your street? Audubon's Christmas Bird Census is a traditional event that occurs every December. Julie Raismel, the Executive Director with Audubon, joins us to tell us all about it and how we can help. We're also taking your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. We'd love to hear your gardening questions. Kelly Velez is at the controls. Tom and Joni and I are co-hosting the programs for our homes. So join Tom and Joni, Kelly and me for Gardening in Florida. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
In Florida, 75% of pedestrian and bicyclist fatalities occur at night. Many drivers say they never saw them. Driving at night can be challenging for drivers, and their failure to see pedestrians is often fatal. Drivers, always watch for pedestrians and cyclists. Pedestrians, be visible at night, wear brighter reflecting clothing, and carry a light. And if you plan on riding a bike at night, always use lights so you can be seen. Alert tonight, alive tomorrow, because safety doesn't happen by accident.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'd like to congratulate my son, Derek, and Anna for the birth of our newest grandchild, Olivia Elizabeth. She was born Thursday night. She weighed 9 pounds and she's beautiful. So much hair. We're so excited for our whole family growing. This makes 11 grandchildren for Tony and I. Good morning again. I'm Teresa Watkins, co-host of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. One of our family traditions for Christmas is to give books to each of our grandchildren. If you love to garden in Florida, a must-have for your gardening bookshelf is Tom's Month-by-Month Gardening in Florida. Florida Getting Started Garden Guide 2 is excellent. If you love gardening trivia, poetry, and stories, I have 2 volumes in my gardening series of A Gardener's Compendium. It's a perfect book for the garden writers, readers, and trivia lovers out there. You can check them out on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and on our websites. Volume 3 of A Gardener's Compendium is almost out. They're working on the cover, the publishers, and I think I'm having birthing pains with this book. Writing is like having a baby, isn't it, Tom?
It's just... I don't know.
It's a boy.
When is this book going to be born? Well, I think Derek and Anna would debate me on that. So as soon as it's out, I'll let you know. Thanks for stopping by for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're waiting for your phone calls, 407-916-5400. You might want to wait till after the interview, and we can go ahead and take the calls then. Or you can text Tom anytime at 23680. Hour number one, I'm honored to have Julie Raithmell. She is the Executive Director of the Florida Audubon Society. She'll be letting us know how you can participate in the most important bird census of the year. It's a fun tradition for the whole family, and you can make a difference by participating. Hour number two is Tom's guest is going to be Better Lawns and Gardens' good friend, Lance Walheim, who'll be talking about how the citrus harvest is coming along. He's also going to have Christmas tree varieties that they use in California and his tips on cool season vegetables. The webpage is also up for December 2020. It's looking good. Tom has features on poinsettia pointers and winter lawn weeds. Joni has tips on protecting those tropical plants. And we have another cold snap next weekend. So you're going to want to be prepared. And Joni's going to tell us how to do that. There's also Tom's Gotta Do's and what's blooming this month. You can go to betterlawns.com and you can send your questions right there to the website. Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio and taking your calls. Tom and Joni are co-hosting from their home. I'm in my library at home. And so you could also go to our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, and like it. We're getting a lot of activity on the page, and we're posting all the resources that we talk about on Better Lawns and Gardens. So, Tom, fill us in on your trash can report. How are you doing?
I had 4 this week. I was down. I slept long. What can I tell you? Hey, listen, you know, I think it's just as tough. Well, not can't be just as tough, but almost as tough on a guy having a baby as it is the lady. I mean, I remember my time and sitting and waiting and worrying because the guys were not allowed to go into the area. We had to sit there and when my wife went in, the doctor forgot to come out and tell me, or had the nurse tell me to go home because it was going to be a while. So here I am, laying, trying to do whatever I could on a couch out in the hallway in the hospital. So worrying and everything is just as bad on the guy, I think.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. My mom, she had 6 of us, and she had 6 cesareans. 6!
Wow.
They threatened to put in a zipper. And so, you know, it was just one of those things. But, you know, people don't have large families now. So, you know, having a lot of grandchildren is great. But it's nice to, you know, it's a fun event. And this year it's been a really one that we've looked forward to. So, but
what do you
guys,
think, Joni? I'm going to let Joni get in on this. Is it just as tough on the guys as it is on the gals?
I don't know. We didn't do that.
It's been such a long time ago.
Yeah.
So Tom, the trash can report, you only did 4 this week. I know you were busy, but what did you put in it that you filled 4 cans of yard debris?
Yeah, you know, it's a fair amount of weed pulling, also some trimming of limbs, old limbs that are falling out of the trees, things of that nature, edging around walkways where I got a lot of stuff just creeping across the walkway. I mean, I've been behind. I don't know what to say.
There you go.
Find a excuses for myself.
I understand that. Just got to stay busy. And I think we all suffer from that, you know, when we work a lot. So I'm very excited this morning. We have Julie Raismail. She's the executive director of the Audubon, the Florida Audubon Society. She has a BS in biology from Duke University and also an MS from Florida State. She worked as a biologist for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, where she is responsible for creating the Great Florida Birding Trail. In 2012, she received National Audubon's Top Staff Award for her work during the Deepwater Horizon Gulf oil spill. So I think she's a perfect person to tell us about this wonderful conservation event. Good morning, Julie. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Good morning. Yes, thanks for being here.
Good morning.
So Julie, you're gearing up for the 121st year of taking a census at Christmas time on bird sightings and various bird species. It's called the Christmas Bird Census. Tell us about, what kind of event this is.
Absolutely. So the Christmas Bird Count is really a cornerstone of Audubon and frankly, of conservation in Florida. You know, the idea came out of the tradition at the end of the 1800s. It was tradition for people on Christmas Day to go out and have a competition to see how many different things they could shoot and kill. It was called a side hunt. And at the time, ornithologist Frank Chapman said, gosh, we're kind of worried about some of these species. What if instead of having a side hunt, we had a bird count where people competed and went out to see who could count the most species in an area? Well, it took off better than he ever could have hoped. And today, like you said, this year is the 121st year of this tradition, this Christmas bird count, in which volunteers go out and survey set areas as they have been for 120 years before. And that data helps us to understand exactly what's going on with the fate of our bird populations all across the country.
Yeah. So, Julie, is there certain areas where the people participate in this?
There are. So there are established count circles across the country. And so folks that might be interested in participating should go to audubon.org and look at the Christmas bird count information, because to get involved, you need to contact the coordinator for the individual circle in which you are interested. But Florida has many all across the state. And it's really a great opportunity to get involved and to contribute something, you know, to something that's bigger than all of us. If you're not interested in going afield this Christmas, there's also the Great Backyard Bird Count this mid-February. You can learn about that at birdcount.org, and it's a great opportunity to do your own survey in your own yard and have that data contribute to the work that Audubon and Cornell Lab of Ornithology and others are doing, monitoring the population of our species.
Yeah, now can anyone do this, or do you need to be part of an organization or a group or what?
Anybody can do it, but it's based on availability. And I will mention that because of COVID, thank you, 2020, the Christmas bird count is looking a little bit different this year. There are some counts that aren't happening to the degree that they were historically. And so that's why it's important that folks that might be interested look at individual counts and contact those count circle coordinators to see if there's any room available.
So why is the Christmas bird count important, Julie? What impact does it have on environmental issues?
Well, you can imagine over time, with such a long-standing data set, 120 years, we can really see extraordinary trends in what's happening with the state of our birds. Audubon has used this data in everything from advocating for legislation to doing really groundbreaking assessments on the, modeling what the impact of climate change will be on the species that we hold dear. As we see temperatures increasing, precipitation patterns changing, storm frequency and intensity increasing, what does that mean for the cardinals in your backyard and the shorebirds that you see and enjoy every time you go to the beach?
Yeah. What kind of tools or information or will people need or have so they can add their count?
Absolutely. So for the Christmas bird count, folks will need to go ahead and sign up with a count circle coordinator. For the great backyard bird count, they will just need to log into that birdcount.org website and have their field guide and their binoculars, and there's all kinds of online resources that can assist them with identification as well. We pride ourselves on both of these events are intended to be welcoming and open to all skill levels, because we recognize that it's people's enthusiasm and excitement in the outdoors that motivates folks to take action. That's the foundation of Audubon. You know, 120 years ago, we were founded in the fight to end the plume trade, the practice of hunting wading birds for their feathers to be used on women's hats and in other fashion. And it was just a handful of people that were engaged and stood up and said, these species are going to go extinct if we don't do something. We may not be experts on this process, but if we don't do something, who will? And, you know, today we think that degree of access is important in all of our work.
Now, I see people out there with a Peterson's guide and a pair of binoculars. And does it take a skilled person? I mean, is this the equipment that they need?
It is. In a non-COVID year, folks that don't have a lot of birding experience would ideally be paired up with those that do. And so they'd have the opportunity to kind of learn from their partner and at the same time contribute another set of eyes to the effort. As you might imagine, because of COVID, we can't have multiple people that aren't in their own bubble sharing space. And so it will be a limited year, and that's why we're encouraging especially beginners this year to start with the Great Backyard Bird Count in February. And then hopefully 2021, when things are much improved, we'll have the biggest Christmas bird count ever in December of 21. And I'm looking forward to that opportunity to get everybody out of field.
There you go, Julie. Where can people get more information on the Christmas bird census count?
Absolutely. So for the Christmas bird count, they go to audubon.org. They'll find information about the Christmas bird count, its history, the location of circles, how to contact those circle coordinators. If they're interested in the Great Backyard Bird Count in mid-February, they can find that at birdcount.org. That's sponsored by Audubon, the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, and Birds Canada.
Thank you so much, Julie, for taking the time to come on this morning to Better Lawns and Gardens and asking our listeners to participate in the Audubon's Christmas Bird Count. Hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. You too. Thank you.
There you go. And we'll announce those websites again at the bottom of the hour or at the close of the program on the hour number one. And we'll also upload that information to our Facebook page. If you have a gardening question, now is the time to call us at 407-916-5400. Or you can text Tom at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
This holiday season, give them the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Buy them a Steel. From powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws under the tree, to fashionable accessories stuffed in their stockings, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide is packed with great ideas for everyone on your list. For a gift that keeps on giving all year long, pick up the quiet, lightweight, and long-running performance of the Steel AK Homeowner Series of battery-powered tools. Convenient all-in-one sets featuring tool, battery, and charger start at only $199.95. Legendary Steel performance is easy to use, easy to give, and hard to beat. Find the perfect gifts and wrap up all your holiday shopping at your local Steel dealer. Or shop online at steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as 1 day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as 1 day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as 1 day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
And we're back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a gardening question, now is the time to call 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. And Tom, you have an event from Peterson's you want to update us on?
Yeah, Peterson's Peterson Nursery in Lakeland. They have their landscaping program. They sent me a text message this morning, and it starts at landscaping for winter starts at 9:30 this morning. That's at Peterson Nursery in Lakeland. You can, if you don't know where it is, you can Google them, and it'll pop up, and they'll have directions and everything. So that's today, 9:30, landscaping for winter at Peterson Nursery.
And I think we're going to need that because we started off our winter season early here in Florida. I don't think we usually see, you know, wintertime or frost or really cold temperatures until after Christmas. But what was the temperature like last week, the coldest you saw?
You know, the average frost date for Central Florida is about the 18th of December. They'll pick it up earlier, of course, than in the more northern portions of the state. But I think everybody got it earlier. Jim out and Bob out of near Gainesville and Newberry reported 25 degrees. 25
wow.
Degrees. Beverly in Tallahassee sent me a picture of frost on the ground like snow. And in Apopka, Florida, at their athletic fields, they had a covering that kind of looked like snow all across the fields. And I had ice on my truck windows. It got pretty cold. You know, I think at my house, it only got down to about 35. But still, you know, that in some areas where you get frost, there's damage to the plants. And people like Jim, for instance, wrote me and said he's cutting back doing that. Now, here's the hope. We're hoping that it takes out some weeds for instance, on the athletic fields.
Right.
And wheat is becoming very popular as this Alexander grass, also known as tropical signal grass. So we're hoping that's going to really be taken out, and it should be by the cold. But I see lots of weeds that have been burnt back, and so a lot of people are hoping for that.
But cutting back your tropicals and things like that, is that going to sprout new growth, isn't it? It's going to encourage new growth. It's going to be even more susceptible to frost damage?
You know, here's what I kind of learned over the years. If it's a tropical plant, it's going to want to grow no matter what. It's not like the cold is going to send it into a dormancy, which we hope it would do for some plants. But for tropicals, they're going to want to grow as soon as we get to warm temperature. I don't think it makes a difference. I know a lot of people say, well, do I prune my hibiscus back at this time? I don't think it makes a difference because the plant is cold sensitive no matter what. And if you need to prune them back, I'd go ahead and do it. But if it's something that that is not cold sensitive, then yeah, if you prune that back, you'll get new growth. Like a ligustrum. Let's take a ligustrum.
Right, right.
If you prune that back and you start to get new growth, I saw in the 80s where that was damaged. Those plants were damaged more. So I wouldn't do heavy pruning on them. But the tropicals, I don't know. What's your experience, Teresa?
Well, my experience is that, you know, when it's damaged like that, it kind of keeps them a little bit safer from more damage. And so, you know, it just depends on where you are in the state. South Florida and, you know, up through Tampa, even Orlando, I don't think it's going to die from any frost. So, you know, cutting it back is not going to be hard. But in North Florida, if you've got tropicals on your patio and stuff, I would be hesitant to cut it.
Yeah, well, my guess is at the temperatures they got at 25 degrees or so, that plant's dead anyway, or pretty close to the ground.
And so that's where I give my, you know, my recommendations. People, you know, even in the Villages and Ocala area, they want to grow, you know, queen palms and pygmy date palms. And I just say, don't spend a lot of money on it. You know, make it your, you know, $50 or $65, you know, dollar annual. And if it dies, then, you know, you can replace it very easily. But if you're paying, you know, $600, $700 for a four-headed Phoenix Robellini, a pygmy date palm, that's a pretty big investment in your landscape, and I don't recommend that.
That's an investment you could lose because even in Central Florida, back in the 80s when we had those freezes then, the queen palms were damaged and some of them were killed back to the ground. Once that bud in the top is gone, you've lost it. And so that did happen. And so tropicals are sensitive. I know down around Universal, for instance, some landscapers from Miami installed all different kind of tropical plants there in the 80s. They're all wiped out. It's just amazing.
I know Howie in the Hills back in the 70s, you know, you're talking about the 80s, they planted beautiful queen palms all up and down the main boulevard of Howie in the Hills, and they lost all of them in those 80s freezes. Now, so if somebody has a palm that they want to protect, do they spray the fungicide? Because that's what really gets into that bud area. A fungus starts, you know, when it starts to warm up a little bit or it gets wet from, you know, from rain. But do they spray the fungicide before the freezes or after it's been frozen?
I think you wait until it happens. And once you get the freeze, then you put the fungicide on, put the spray on. We can use you know, copper fungicides, thiomil, things of that nature, which may help. It just keeps the rot down because we know there's going to be some damage there, but it keeps the bud from rotting out. The bud is the most sensitive portion. That's it. Once you lose the bud in the top of these palms, you've had it. So you've got to try to protect it as much as you can.
Now, how long does it take to see the damage? Is it immediately or could it die in a year or so?
Normally, you'll know by spring when you start to get new growth, although I've seen some things like sagos, which really aren't palms, but I've seen sagos take a year to come back. People are just sitting there waiting, and all of a sudden they see growth sprouting, but they have multiple buds. They have multiple buds along the stem, so that's a little different story. But if it's a palm, I'll give you my experience back in the 80s when the queen palms were damaged at that time. The top would pull out of it, and then you would know within a couple of months of spring, probably by April, May, whatever, it's going to start growing again.
Yeah, and that's easy to do with the cycads because they're usually at a height that you can pull on the bud. But with the queen palms or other susceptible foxtails palms, you can't really get up there and check that bud out easily.
Yeah, if it's really rotting, you'll smell it. You'll get an odor from it. Yeah.
So your recommendations are for pruning for palms or for spraying and everything for the cold damage. What do you want people to do right now for cold damage?
Well, my guess is in most areas where they raise the ones that are cold sensitive, they haven't been damaged yet. But if you did get damaged...
Are you saying it's coming?
I don't know. Maybe this is it for the year. I can always hope. My guess, I'm a pessimist. I'm thinking that there's more cold coming. Joni, you think there's more cold coming?
No.
Joni's an optimist also. I would just wait and see what happens. If you really want to put a fungicide spray on, feel free to do that, and that would be fine. Now, here's something that Jim was saying. He was saying that he hopes this cold that they have now toughens some of the plants up, especially things like some of the citrus that he has there, and even some of the other fruit trees. Toughens them up a little bit, puts them in a little more dormant state so that the cold that is coming won't affect them as much, and that's pretty important. And as you go up the state, you will find that the residents can grow things a little more cold sensitive if they have a gradual cool down. If it gets some cold, it toughens them up, puts them in a somewhat dormant state. So we can hope for that and see if that works.
There you go. Okay, that sounds good. You can also get more information in my newsletter, which just went out this week, In Your Backyard newsletter. It's a free monthly newsletter that you can go onto my website, she-consulting.com, and you can subscribe. It's free, no spam, and you can do that. If you have a gardening question, now's the time to call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. We got to keep him busy. And I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The annual election period for Medicare is now through December 7th. Need help choosing a Medicare plan? Call SunSure Insurance, your local Florida Blue Medicare agency. We have over a decade of experience serving the Medicare community and can help you pick the plan that is right for you. Enjoy plans that offer $0 monthly plan premiums, money to purchase over-the-counter items, supplemental benefits for the chronically ill that qualify, and dental, vision, and hearing coverage at no additional cost. So call SunSure Insurance at 866-261-7104 to schedule your private appointment. That number again is 866-261-7104. Call today. Not all benefits are available in all plans. Florida Blue is a PPO plan with a Medicare contract. Florida Blue Medicare is an HMO plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Florida Blue or Florida Blue Medicare depends on contract renewal. Florida Blue and Florida Blue Medicare are independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And we're back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is a time that I enjoy listening to Joni. She's coming down the garden path. Good morning, Joni.
Good morning.
There you go.
Right now?
You're ready.
Tom and I visit a poinsettia grower and learn how tough it is getting them all to be colored up in time for holiday buying. It's not a good thing for the grower to find his entire crop of poinsettias totally green in mid-December.
Oh.
Yes. They have to be very careful about not allowing any artificial nighttime light to interfere with that process. The same goes for us gardeners. If you are trying to grow your own poinsettias outdoors and you want them colored up for Christmas, keep them away from any street lights, porch or house lights, or car lights. When it's time to purchase our poinsettias, your poinsettias, go to the favorite garden center and enjoy the show. Choose the plants that are nice green leaves with no yellowing or brown tips. If they do that, means that they've been either sitting around without water or had a bare light, poor light conditions too long. Also, pull down the foil wrapper and check for broken or bent stems. If all looks good, they will become a nice addition to your home decorations. And that's true. Mm-hmm. It's very tempting to buy quite a few, but keep in mind that poinsettias inside your home will need high light conditions to look well throughout the season. Before you even go to the garden center, and if your plants will be going inside your home first, decide where you would like to place your plants and if the area will be bright enough. They need to be kept out of the draft and should be checked for water needs every day. If the soil is dry to the touch, water them. They won't need fertilizer until after the holidays. Also, those foil wrappers look very festive, and they also prevent needed light from getting to the base of the plant. You can either cut the foil down to the edge of the pot or that the base of the plant is exposed, or choose a basket or other decorative containers to display your plants. Enjoy your poinsettias and keep them attractive for the entire holiday season.
Yep, very good.
Thank you, Johnny.
I remember hearing about a poinsettia grower, what you said in the very beginning there, about having a whole greenhouse full of green poinsettias in mid-December, where they had the poinsettias and a highway had gone through recently, and the lights from the cars kept the poinsettias from flowering on as scheduled. And so after Christmas, they had a whole greenhouse full of flowering poinsettias.
Oh no, yeah,
and you know,
that'll teach him, won't it?
You know, you would think that Joni and I would be smart people about plants, but we about a year ago, a little over a year ago, we planted poinsettias out in a big bed that we had after Christmas, and we grew them on through the year, and they did pretty good.
Yeah,
and so when it got near Christmas time, not a single one of them was flowering. Why would that be? Because we have porch lights out there and garage lights. And, yeah. You know, so we keep them on at nighttime. And so it really does. It keeps the poinsettias from flowering. I think one finally came into flower in about the end of January. Huh. So we do not have poinsettias in that spot anymore.
No. Oh, my goodness. You just say stories like that. You tell us that so you make us feel better when our gardens don't do well.
I know. Now, what makes me feel real bad is my neighbor has poinsettias that he put out and planted on the side of his house, and they're looking great right now. I mean, yeah. He put them out, I think, a year or two ago, and they look great. I mean, they're flowering and everything. They get no nighttime light. That's a total secret to it. You know, I was too lazy to cover them.
The greenhouses, do they have to put up, like, a dark, silt fence or something, dark plastic up on their walls?
What I notice, there's one greenhouse range that I go past periodically when Joni and I are out on our motorcycles, and they actually have a dark screening on the roadside to keep the car lights from hitting the greenhouses.
Mm. Wow, that's amazing. So, Tom, we have text messages. We've got a couple of minutes. We can take a few.
Yeah, I've got one here. This is about hibiscus. You know, even though we've had all this cold, I've seen hibiscus blooming very well. And this one here is from James, and it says, my hibiscus is blooming like crazy and growing much higher than desired. I hate to cut off those beautiful blooms, so when is a good time to prune it? What do you think, Teresa?
A few months ago. But, you know, like you were saying, it's not going to die. You know, so if, depending, where did you say he was living?
He lives in Central Florida.
Central Florida. Yeah, I think he could cut it back and it'll be okay. It's not going to die. But usually we cut them back. I cut mine back in February and August. And that kind of gives it a kind of, easy, maintenance through the year.
Yeah. Well, my thought is, why not just enjoy the blooms? He said he's enjoying the blooms. And so we don't know what Mother Nature is going to deal him. So poinsettias can be damaged, and poinsettias have what they call, not poinsettias, hibiscus. I'm in the poinsettia mode right now.
Yeah. I was going to point that out. So.
Good, thank you. And hibiscus get what we call winter decline, which is a reaction to cool temperatures. Even though it doesn't kill them, they'll lose a lot of their leaves, come around spring, somewhere late February, March. So I would say let the thing flower now, enjoy it, and then in February, cut it back. That's what I would do.
There you go. I think so. I think that's great. And, even if you want to keep it larger, I think it's just always good to just cut it back. It keeps it more dense, that'll be good. Do you have a gardening question that you need answers to? Well, you can give us a call. Tom and I are ready here and waiting, and you can either text us at 23680, or you can call us 407-916-5400. I would love to talk to you, and Tom would too. I'm Teresa Watkins. It is. And you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now.
800-461-0573. 800-461-0573. 800-461-0573.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And we're back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we are taking your phone calls, 407-916-5400. We have a call from Roy in Windermere, Tom.
Hey, good morning,
Roy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well, we're okay.
I got a question. On my tomato growers catalog, they don't have this. I couldn't find Sweet Chelsea tomatoes listed. Are they still around, or don't
matter? As far as I know, I had some. Let's see. I don't know where my catalog is here. Okay, good. I got it. In fact, I got my catalog right here. I'll look it up for you, but I didn't look to see if they were. I do not see it listed either. I don't know. What you can do is give them a call, get up on their website there and find out. But I don't see Sweet Chelsea. I planted some. I had seed from a year ago, but I don't see it listed in their catalog. Yeah, you're right. So what are you going to do?
I'll give them a call and see what they recommend, because that was my number one go-to guy, you know.
Yeah, no, that's a nice one. That's a nice small one. That was developed by the University of Florida, as I recall. Yeah, but I'm looking through it. I see everything else, but I do not see Sweet Chelsea. Huh, interesting. Yep.
Okay, well, Roy, let us know what you find.
Yeah, I'll see what they recommend to replace it with. Or I got an old catalog. Maybe I could order it from an old catalog.
You might. I just go ahead and give them a call or go ahead and email them. I see Sweet Billion, for instance, and Sweet 100, Sugary Hybrid, all those small ones, and that's what Sweet Chelsea is, a smaller tomato. Cherry Princes, I don't know. Yeah.
All righty.
Thank you, Roy.
Okay,
we have Richard Richard in Tallahassee. Good morning, Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Hey, morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
How can we help you?
Great. Well, I don't have a gardening question. What I'd like to tell you is yesterday I was actually waiting on a doctor's appointment, so I was at a little park where I've gone at times and looking at emails and stuff, but I saw robins already.
Did you really?
Now, do they scout?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't either. Yeah. But I saw, and I was sitting there watching them, and I bird hunt, so I mean, you normally don't see them until after the season.
Yeah,
and
well, we need. Yeah.
Well,
I haven't seen any.
Well, I'm going to be going out and looking for them because I just asked Tom this morning if he had seen any so far, and so it was on my mind too. So I'm glad you called, Richard.
Yeah, we need
to have
Well,
is it me? I mean, it seems earlier. I guess maybe I just hadn't seen them.
Well, yeah. Usually we see them coming down for the wintertime and, you know, migrating, and then they go back up again in the spring. So we usually get an opportunity to see them twice if we're lucky. And I know 2 years ago they came through twice in Orlando through downtown Orlando, but I didn't get to see, last year I didn't see any.
Yeah, we need
Well, they were there. Robins, and they were there.
How about that? Well, good, Richard. You got them under observation, and you keep us up to date on what they're doing.
I'll be more than glad to, and tell you why, that my crepe myrtles look absolutely fabulous. They're 40 feet tall, and they look great.
Wonderful.
Okay. Well, keep listening. So, Joan, will be happy to know that. We need Bill in Georgetown to give us a call and let us know what the robins are doing, because he keeps us pretty well updated on them, so maybe he's seen some. But I have not seen a single robin.
You have some text messages? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do this one here. It's from Joe in Winter Garden. It says, I have an almond tree I grew from seed. It's now 10 feet tall. Can I expect to ever have almonds? I'm going to say I doubt it. I don't think it gets cold enough. And you also found out they like what, a dry, warm?
Like a hot, dry summer. And that is not Florida. We have hot, wet, humid summers.
Yeah,
so it's going to lead to fungus issues.
I question whether we'll ever see them flower, but I'm not sure doesn't get cold enough here for them. So I don't know. But Joe, grow them on. Let us know what they're doing. 10-foot tall almond tree. You're pretty successful with that.
And we can also ask Lance in the next hour, because California is one of the top states for growing almonds. So
yeah.
we can ask him what he does. There you go. And so if you have a gardening question, you can give us a call, 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom. We have a few more minutes, just a few more seconds here to take some text messages real quick, or we'll get you in the next hour. If you would like to...
Oh, good.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it says, I have a large gardenia bush that needs trimming. Should I cut it back? I would say no.
Yeah, I would say no too as well. And don't cut back your azaleas or your hydrangeas or your camellias. They're all getting ready to bloom if they haven't started already. The camellias are budding out all over, but they may not bloom until February or March. And that's just one of the things. If you cut them off now, you're gonna lose all that whole blooming season for you.
Yeah, lots of azaleas have nice buds on them right now too. So we want to make sure that they get a chance to flower.
Right. Yeah. And so also too, you know, if what about fertilizing or putting down an herbicide right now, Tom?
You know, I think it's too late to fertilize, except for annual flowers, something that you want to promote growth out of, vegetables, or fertilizing all those. Herbicide, you know, not a pre-emergent right now, but if you have weeds growing, yeah, in a lawn, for instance, go get one of the liquid herbicides and put it down to get control. Hopefully the cold's killed off some of these.
I'm seeing that Florida snow, that weed that's the pusley is blooming, and I love it, Tom. Do you like it?
Yeah, and Joni likes it too, that little white one we see along the roadside. Sometimes a whole blanket of it out there.
Yeah. Well, we are Tom McCubbin and Teresa Watkins here. You're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment. We'll see you on the next hour. We have Lance Walheim, spokesman for BioAdvanced. And I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago
Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.